the entire project to me is ill thought out. It's nothing that I would be a great follower of, because first of all, anything and everything that is given free in this country is abused, and that's quite a definitive statement. But everything that's given free is abused, and as a consequence of the last thing, where we were all supporting naturally free medical care for under sixes, babies, and so on. So yes, I think that we all agreed with that. But it has put a huge amount of pressure on the practice. There's no question. I think there was something like between 20% to 30% increase in uptake, and that is when you're trying to give appointments to people. We're now about four or five days. Sometimes people are waiting for an appointment. It's going to go like it is in Northern Ireland. The system over there is you can get a free GP, but it doesn't exactly say when you can actually see the GP. So they're now up to 2 to 4 weeks, and that's the way that it's going in this country. And the second point about it is, why don't they do where it is more necessary? Or, you know, bring it from 70 down to 65. People who have got illness are 65 down to 60. These are people who are ill, who are getting ill, who require testing and all of those situations there. Why aren't they bringing it down on that side of the pendulum? And the other thing about it is, there aren't any GPs. There aren't enough GPs. For example, every GP has to retire, hand over his medical cards when they reach the age of 72. So, like, I'll be handing over or passing over to my colleagues here whenever I'm 72, but doesn't mean that, or before that, it doesn't mean that you're actually retiring. You can continue to work, but you'll not have your list, so to speak. So there are many ill thought out parts to this here, and as I said, I wouldn't be a supporter of it, because I honestly believe they should be putting the money into diagnostics. What they've done in GP situations is they have taken away a lot of the diagnostics. In other words, when a patient is sent to hospital by the GP, it is quite possible that patient could have a diagnosis already made before they actually go to hospital. But no, they leave me, I send them up to a clinic, they tell the doctor in the clinic who has only, you know, 2, 3, 5 years experience, whatever it is, the same story that they tell me, and then they put them on the list, and they put them on the list for tests, when a lot of those tests should be available to the GP. In other words, that when the patient actually reaches the hospital, the diagnosis should already be made.
Now, the Irish Medical Organisation has claimed today that this policy is an electioneering strategy by the government. As a former government minister, do you believe that that's the case?
Well, certainly, it certainly helps. All of these things help, because they'll say, oh God, we're going to get free GP care now for all the 16s. You know, thankfully, you know, a lot of 12 to 16-year-olds aren't the unhealthiest people in the country. Yes, I can see the situation where it applies to young babies and young mothers, and especially mothers for the first time. And, you know, the babies can be difficult. I often say to the mother leaving me, I said, you know, this baby, I don't think there's too much wrong with it, but this baby can make a liar of me in an hour. And that is true. So, you know, the doctor and the parents, you know, it's rather difficult, so I could understand that. Thankfully, the 10 to 16, or as they get older, they're not the most unhealthiest. Of course, there are some of them there, but they're not the most unhealthiest in the country. And as I said, we're far better aiming at the 60 to 70-year-olds rather than at the 10 to 16-year-olds.